Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The American people are driving the car. They're the ones who are going to be making an assessment as to whether we're putting in place policies that are working for them. Both parties are going to be held accountable, and I'm going to be held accountable if we take a wrong turn on that front. My sense is the Republicans recognize that with greater power is going to come greater responsibility. And some of the progress that I think we saw in the lame duck was a recognition on their part that people are going to be paying attention to what they're doing as well as what I'm doing and what the Democrats in Congress are doing.
Oh, my heavens, isn't it great to have the president commenting essence of his accomplishments? How would you grade Barack Obama since the election? That's what a lot of talk radio programs are focused on as we get into the end of the year, in a manner of speaking. A lot of people want to have grades, get grades. We want to grade them. So we'll do that during this hour. The countdown is an essence of the modulation of conversation that you hear on lots of great radio programs, intelligent hosts, people on radio and television actually in the focus. We'll compile a whole list of the haves and have-nots, the ups and the downs, and we'll look for your input later on in the hour about all of these things at 800-510-8255. Shortly after passing the Senate amendment to the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act, the House of Representatives concluded its legislative business and adjourned at the final session of the 111th Congress. But this lame duck, by most accounts, was anything but lame. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said he believed the 111th Congress was the most productive session during his 30 years in the House of Representatives. But do they know what they did? Do they know what they passed? Are you confident that they read and understood what they were voting on? Part of the questioning here. Our reporter Molly Hannenberg examines what the president has accomplished during this past 6 weeks.
President Obama, leaving Washington last night, said he was, quote, persistent during the lame duck session, when Congress traditionally doesn't do much.
I was in Congress for 26 years, and we had lame ducks of varying lengths. Generally, lame ducks are not very productive. This is unusual.
Most lame ducks end up being exactly that, lame ducks, and they kind of limp out of town, punt, and everybody goes home.
Although there have been exceptions, including the House's impeachment of President Clinton in December 1998. There were no lame duck sessions from 1954 to 1970 and 1982 to 1994. If Congress did convene after an election, it usually was for a specific purpose, like passing a spending bill. But since 1998, there have been 7 lame duck sessions in a row. Prior to that, the record for consecutive lame duck sessions was 3 during World War II. Among the legislation passed this time, a deal with Republicans to extend the Bush-era tax cuts and unemployment benefits, plus a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Also legislation on child nutrition and a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Why the big push? Democrats say it was a numbers game.
This was the best time for Democrats to maximize what they could do while they still had the votes.
Before Republicans take over the House and pick up more seats in the Senate in January. Because this type of lame duck session is so unusual, Capitol Hill watchers aren't sure what voters will think.
It's going to be interesting to see when members go back home what kind of reaction they get, both on the left and on the right. And I think that's going to factor into how congressional leaders lead going into the new Congress.
Former Congressman Davis says victories in this town are often short-lived, and the president still faces a troubled economy, a war in Afghanistan, and an expected budget battle with Republicans.
All right, so there's a lot of the same old stuff. That's what happens as well. We talk a lot about what's happened, and we review it. We listen to some of the same old speeches from the same old people. And at the end of the day, what do you have? Well, let's see if we can make it interesting. 800-510-8255. Joe Scarborough, who's on MSNBC, speaks here with his group. White House Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett is being grilled, discussing the accomplishments and what may face the president next year.
You look at what's happened over the past week, a pretty stunning string of successes, culminating last night with the 9/11 relief bill.
Yes, absolutely. And I saw you had Senator Schumer on earlier. It was just terrific. It was very productive. I think it demonstrates that, first of all, the president's a pretty persistent guy, and when there's a will, there's a way. And I think that the message from the midterms is that everyone should really try to work together and produce on behalf of the American people, and that's what happened over the last several weeks.
All right, so how do we take the last several weeks and some of the pressures that perhaps might have impacted what happened, and that is coming up toward the end of the session and the end of the year and trying to get a lot of things done so everyone could go home for Christmas. How do we now transfer this to the next 2 years, Valerie? What does the president need to do to keep this going?
Well, I think we have some momentum going, having several successes under our belt, many of which you mentioned, making sure that people's taxes stay low in the new year, having a very, very significant arms treaty with Russia, which establishes our relationship with them and also makes sure that our national security interests are met, repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, something that very many people said would never happen, and yet it happened. Childhood nutrition, important to the First Lady and important to children all over America. And on and on and on. And, of course, you mentioned the 9/11 bill. And so I think there's momentum, and I think that what we're going to see is cooperation. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be differences. Of course, there will be. But I think what it demonstrates is that we can work together, and that's what the American people really expect from us.
Let me ask you about something that I hear a lot of people at the White House talking about all the time, and that is some of the staff turnover and what the Obama White House will look like going forward. My first question is the president considering bringing in an outside chief of staff? Has he done any interviews? And what do you say about the criticism, and I know you've heard it, that this White House is too insular?
Well, you know what? I think that we certainly are looking for some new faces. Of course, Larry Summers left, Rahm left. There will probably be more changes, I think, as in any administration, after a couple of years, for a variety of reasons, people move on, and there's an opportunity to bring some new people in, and I think the president is interested in doing that. He's always interested in hearing from outside voices, and I think we've heard him express over the last couple of days that part of his frustration with the first 2 years is that because of the crisis at hand, he wasn't able to get out and travel around the country and hear and interact more directly with the American people. So certainly there are some opportunities. I'm not going to preview now the president's personnel decisions. You'll be hearing from him directly after the first of the year, but surely there's an opportunity for some new folks to come in.
All right, so what are we learning so far? Are you hearing anything that you haven't heard before or anything that makes you sit up and think, wow, this is different, this is exciting, this is going to be good, everything will work? Well, we all know that won't happen, but that's what makes for interesting conversation, I guess, and that's why we're here producing this program every day for 2 hours, 3 hours on the weekend. It's the Talk Radio Countdown on the air at 14 past the hour.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. Merry Christmas, by the way, from the Countdown production staff. Happiest of New Year's. Hopefully this new year will be, as a lot of people are wondering during this season, because the wonderment, I guess, of just the whole business of Christmas and New Year's changes people's perspective. And because this last quarter has been pretty good, whether the president takes credit for this or whether you want to give him credit, demand for a long-lasting U.S. manufactured goods has surged this last quarter. Consumer spending has risen for the fifth straight month, and that's solid economic news and something that Obama will carry around with him and say, this, look what we did for you. Joy Behar here speaking on her program with political consultant David Gergen, wondering if the last 2 weeks was some sort of payback for the president.
David, is this Obama's way of saying stick it where the sun don't shine?
Hi there, Joy. Well, I have to tell you, you know, there are a lot of Republicans in this country who thought that 7 weeks ago, hey, they won the election.
I know.
And here, what the heck happened? You know, as President Obama goes out with all the smiles at the end of this lame duck session, I do think it was one of the most productive lame duck sessions in history. It was far better than anybody would have expected. As to his claim about the most productive 2 years, well, that's a matter of dispute. The Liberals, the Democratic Party will tell you, we got the more legislation passed than anybody else since Lyndon Johnson. And the conservatives will come back and tell you, and yeah, it's the most expensive. You damn near bankrupted the country in the process. So how you think about these last 2 years depends a lot on where you sit.
I know, but can't the answer to the Republicans be, well, then we should have cut the taxes. We should not have extended the tax cuts for the very wealthy in the country, and then we wouldn't have such a problem. No?
Well, that was a hard call for the president. I'm very sympathetic. I think he had no choice but to do what he did. And the truth is most economists think that bill, when you look at it in totality, is going to help growth. And we need that now. The numbers that just came in yesterday on growth, frankly, we're a little disappointed there. We thought we'd get 3% growth and it was only 2.6. So we've got a long, long way to go. And this presidency is only halfway. This was an important chapter, but it's a long book.
Okay, let me show you something that David Letterman said last night. Then I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Watch.
Think about it. President Obama is on fire. He's got the tax cut deal. Don't ask, don't tell. Yeah. The arms treaty. I'm telling you, this guy could be the most successful one-term president in history.
He's being ironic, I think, but do you think that Obama will be a one-term president?
Look, I thought that after the November elections, unless he got himself back on track and got the economy on track, he could be a one-term president. This lame duck, I think, and you're right, it's not so lame. We don't take the word lame out of this. This thing's
right.
Been fucking like hell. what we got here is a president who's back with a long, long way to go. He's got himself back politically. Whether he can get this economy back on track is still a very tough question, and whether he can work with Republicans, a swollen Republican majority next year, is still a big question. But, you know, the important thing is, from his point of view, instead of being on his back going into 2011, he's back on his feet.
There's David Gergen, a longtime advisor to any number of Republican and Democratic presidents. Jimmy McMillan, remember, the rent is too damn high, his candidacy in New York gubernatorial debate in October, sets his sights on the new contest for the presidency in 2012. He said this week, tell Obama, I'm coming after his black ass. And Mr. McMillan is a black candidate as well. So maybe that'll give us something interesting to talk about. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And thus a focus before we get to your calls at 800-510-8255, reviewing the president and whether you think he's done a better job now than what he was doing before. Who are going to be the people who stand up and say, I'm going to take you down the road. I'm going to make sure you're accountable. I'm going to make sure there's a place for me, there's room for me, I want to run. There are a bunch of those people hanging around, even in his own party. That was kind of interesting. The new Archie comics, which was released this week, finds the persona of Archie and his girlfriend Veronica talking environmental issues with President Obama. His longtime rival, the rich kid Reggie, gets his picture taken with Sarah Palin. There we go. They're both running for student body president. They're using the personas of the two. If you look at the cover of this issue, which is issue number 616, you see Obama and Palin each depicted as holding up different front pages of the Riverdale school newspaper. Each one implies that Obama and Palin have endorsed Archie and Reggie, respectively. Obama and Palin are yelling in unison, "Who's responsible for this?" on the cover of the new Archie. So if that's something that's up your alley, help yourself. If you're into straight politics, let's move on. Bob Schieffer from CBS now speaking to Bob Hendlin, Charles Ellison, and Brian Montepulli. All of them have varying degrees of experience in politics, discussing whether or not the president can carry his momentum on to the next election.
It was quite a lame duck session.
It really was, Bob. I think if we had done our poll about 2 months ago, it would have been a very different outcome possibly. But he got a lot done, and no one really expected him to do it. So he really, come back in, may be right.
What do you think, Charles? Are we giving him too much credit here, or who gets the credit for all of this?
Well, we might be. I mean, right now, for the past 2 weeks, you know, he could be sort of labeled as the comeback kid. He's gained a lot of political leverage and capital out of this. But now let's see what happens in the 112th Congress. I mean, now, particularly with this tax cut deal, we've got to figure out how do we pay for it. That's $800 billion worth of basically red ink. And that's $800 billion that you had to borrow from the Chinese. And so obviously there's going to be some problems with that as we go into the next 60 days. I mean, right now the government's running on a continuing resolution, but now we're going to have to chisel out the budget and try to figure that out. How do we pay for this tax cut deal?
Brian Montepulli, let me ask you, you know, this next Congress, it's the Democrats are going to be more liberal. The Republicans are going to be more conservative. Do you think this little winning streak that the president put together over this past couple of weeks, is it going to continue?
Realistically, the Republicans are actually more divided now in a lot of ways than they were before. You look at someone like Lisa Murkowski, someone who's a pretty solid Republican, and now she's a maverick. You know, she's voting with the Democrats on the DREAM Act and a lot of other issues. And there are a lot of Republicans. You've got people like Scott Brown, the senators from Maine, people who've shown openness to working with the Democrats. And, you know, the other part of this is there's a strong argument that divided government is actually a lot more effective many times than single-party government, only because there's pressure on both sides to work together. The Republicans were able to say, you know, at the beginning, look, we're just going to oppose everything. And that becomes a lot harder for them. And so I do think there's actually a good prospect going forward, despite the very hyper-partisan atmosphere in Washington.
One thing you didn't mention, while there is some division among Republicans, there we really saw some divisions among Democrats this time around. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and her group were not, they were mad at the president, for one thing. They were the ones who were not at all happy about the tax cut deal. So there will also be that part of it to deal with in the coming year, it seems to me.
Absolutely. But, you know, ultimately the liberals did fall in the line on this tax cut compromise. I mean, the tax cut compromise was a bitter pill for them. They had to swallow a tax break for the richest Americans, the estate tax levels, which they hated, but they agreed. I mean, Obama was able to sort of rise above, and you asked if he was the comeback kid. In Washington, I think everyone pays attention to these things a lot more closely than the American people, but Obama had a moment where he was able to say, look, I was able to bring these both sides together. This is what he promised from the beginning, right, that he would rise above this partisanship. He was able to deal with the left, he was able to deal with the right, and he was able to work something out, and that really does bode well for him.
Does it? With you? If you're an Obama supporter, let's hear from you at 800-510-8255. You don't support him? That's well. What about Republicans? You're upset because there are Republicans working with the Democrats and vice versa, Democrats working with the Republicans? No. Say it isn't so. 28 after on the countdown.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Holiday shopping can be really stressful, especially for those of us who wait till the last minute. Well, 4G from Sprint can now help take away some of that stress by allowing for a quick second opinion or even a real-time price check. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy for Sprint.
Sometimes around the holidays, I put things off until the very last minute. So when I'm out shopping for my family at the local mall, I use video chat on the Sprint 4G network to show my husband what I'm thinking about purchasing and to see what he thinks. And with the Price Grabber application on my Android 4G phone, what I can do is take a quick scan of a barcode to show me who offers the lowest prices and also to see reviews on millions of products. And at this time of year, I'll take all the help I can get.
4G coverage available in over 65 markets and counting. For more information, visit Sprint.com/4G.
I don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
As we continue our review of what's gone on this week, you find a lot of talk media focused on the successes of the Obama administration, the successes of this past week or two or three or four. During a news conference this week, President Obama touted his various accomplishments during this so-called lame duck session of Congress, made assurances that the upcoming takeover of the House by the Republicans won't prevent him and them from making progress. Quote, "I think it's safe to say this has been the most productive post-election period we have had in decades. We're not doomed to endless gridlock." And so the president cites lots of different things, and that's what we're talking about here. As we move into the radio sector of the discussion, as you know, we bring together the best of the political radio and television shows. Here is Mac and Gatos, probably the correct English here are. Talk host Mac and Gatos on their program admitting the president had a pretty good December, but they countered that with an overall look at the whole year.
You know, until the last 3 weeks of December, I think he had maybe his one or two biggest day.
Oh, this was, if you, again, use the football analogy, he got his Hail Mary.
Yeah, he got
pass into right. The end zone
yeah.
In the past month, where if you look at January through November of this year, unemployment was around 10%.
Yep.
We had the BP oil spill, late to the party on
that.
The crotch bomber, late to the party on that.
Right.
We had so many different things that he had to deal with that he was either late to the party, didn't know how to handle, or just was not able to communicate effectively. And yet the Bush tax cut extension,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all is forgiven.
No.
Pretty huge, though. That was pretty huge.
I think it was huge. I gave him credit for it. He did a good job. But there were things that have just marred his presidency, this being one of them.
I was down there a month ago, before most of these talking heads were even paying attention to the Gulf. We talked to these folks because they potentially had the best answers, so I know who's ass to kick.
And that was really a phony moment by the president, because he doesn't curse. He doesn't get all up in arms. He's not very sympathetic.
He's not that demonstrative.
He doesn't show a lot of sympathy. And there he tried to show some forced anger about BP. It just didn't work. But, again, a lot of people, and we talked to Sam Donaldson about this a little while ago, actually yesterday on Monday, you know, is he the comeback kid? Well, you know what? The end of his year was good. The last 3 weeks, he there were some decent things that he did. You know, I think that the military should get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I think that gays should be allowed to serve in the military. It's something that he wanted to do, and, you know, he was part of getting that passed. The Bush tax cuts, I never thought they were going to get passed. And he went back on what he said. All right, I'm gonna pass these things. So I give him credit for two or three things down the line. But other than that, I don't think it was a very good year. I think if you have eight bad months and one good month, that's not very good.
All right. 8-1 are the odds. Let's go to Las Vegas and see what we can do with these numbers. Well, looking at some of the headlines from the past week, Senate ratifies START. The vote was 71-26 to ratify the START Treaty, which is the nuclear arms agreement between our country and Russia. And it included 13 Republicans voting for ratification. So is that an accomplishment? President Obama signed legislation that lays the groundwork for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Is that important? 800-510-8255. The Hill newspaper reported this week that Republican Senator Tom Coburn reached a deal with the Senate Democrats, clearing the way for a bill that will focus on fixing the health care bill for those who were first responders after September 11th. All right? That's something that was done this past week or 10 days. The short-term budget measure was passed so that money can be spent through at least March the 4th. Is that a big deal? 800-510-8255. And then there's John McCain. Remember John McCain? We all know John McCain. John McCain almost won. Almost doesn't count, they say, but in politics it really does in many ways, because a measure of your success, McCain is the leader of the loyal opposition and can pretty much in a gnarly way represent what a lot of people are thinking. And so with him being there sort of hammering away at Obama, there has been this counter that's been good. News media always goes to John McCain. You notice how much he's on the radio and on the television, on all the time being quoted. But there's something about his being a maverick that has been lost. I'm taking this. We keep talking about Obama, Obama, Obama. But where is John McCain? He was the one who was pretty close to winning. And I think that he would have won had Sarah Palin kept quiet, because a lot of people looked at her as, wow, this is an interesting woman, until she started talking, and then it kind of went the other way. And I think that McCain thinks that about Sarah Palin. He never talks about her. He's not going to say anything negative about her. But what about him? What's going on with him? The maverick, remember? If you think about McCain, I used to think he was the maverick that he advertised himself to be. During the campaign, he bucked the system, believed in campaign finance reform, which we, all of us who think about our country and what a mess it's in and realize the biggest problem is how much money is spent on campaigns. He reached across the aisle, left side of the Democratic Party, Russ Feingold, one of his good friends. And he rode through New Hampshire saying things that candidates George Bush would never say. Upstart campaign. Got a lot of liberal press. They liked him because he was willing to really stick his neck out. So where is he now? And how many of you think about John McCain and how he's functioning these days? Let me go back to the momentum that he had. Had some really good people around him that were advisors. Now there are clips on the internet of McCain saying that he's a maverick, but he doesn't seem to be working the same way. Especially when you look at Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the START Treaty, he sounds like an old buzzard. And not his opposition to women in combat roles back to 91. The Straight Talk Express. He just is. Revenge is the word that I would use with him. Taking his revenge in the form of being an angry, nasty loser who goes around the country making speeches that show that he's moderately to kind of a, you know, in a large way, out of touch. His daughter is in touch. His daughter ought to talk to him more. He ought to listen to his daughter a little bit more because he doesn't seem to get it anymore. Have we moved past John McCain? Do you feel like the country's moved way beyond McCain and he's not really the person the Republicans listen to much anymore? And if that's the case, who are the Republicans listening to? 800-510-8255. As we've taken care of all of the input from the various hosts and the various programs, so that means you're front and center up next with your calls on the countdown about where the president is now and who's relevant in both parties to the move forward to 2011.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
It's a new world order for the president. It's easy for he's getting smart, not Bill Clinton smart, but he's pretty smooth when he talks about the lame duck accomplishments and who gets credit. He's pretty straight on. So what did you think of the president's news conference discussing his legislative accomplishments? Is it all him? You listen to him and you think he did it single-handedly without any, well, I mean, let's give the Republicans some credit, but you know it's grudging. Not something he wants to spend a lot of time doing. Look, it's me. I did all of this. Charlie, you're in New York with a thought. Let's go.
Well, we have a president who is singing the praises of a Congress that has a 13% approval rating. Everything that they did was everything that the American people didn't want. It wasn't only unemployment that they got shellacked. It was because of health care, stimulus, financial regulation. When President Obama signed the health care bill into law, the government either owned or controlled almost 50% of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, people, I think you have to go beyond the headlines. There's no question about it, Charlie. Go beyond, dig deeper, see it for what it really is. A lot of people just want some relief from all the headbanging. So they're happy to grasp at straws, and that's a lot of what this news media foolishness is when it comes to touting what's happening. It's very superficial. Thank you for your call, and Merry Christmas. 800-510-8255. Ralph is in Texas with a view on the Congress for the countdown listening.
I think the 111th Congress, I know the 111th Congress is the most expensive Congress we've ever had. You know, the amount of money, the amount of the federal money they spent in their Congress adds up to more money than was spent from the first to the 109th Congresses combined. And if you really want to know a productive time when we had a good Congress, you'd have to go back to 1997, the 105th. Their Congress started 4 years of where instead of federal deficits, we had federal surpluses. That's when the Republicans were in charge with Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey, people like that, running the show there. And we had a much better, may not have made as many laws, but we kept from spending all our money.
Yeah. This is all, again, the current state of mind. People are very superficial. They have short memories instead of long memories for the most part. I think we can easily dig around and find some things. The reason for the new world order in politics is because of all the things that have gone wrong, not only the last couple of years, but been going on for decades. And by the way, where is all of the focus on the international world? What's going on in South Korea and Venezuela and Iran and the threats from the North Koreans and all that stuff in trying to fix those problems? You didn't see Hillary Clinton around too much in the last couple of weeks. I don't think that's purposeful. I'm not suggesting there's any sort of a I'm not suggesting that there's a reason for her not being in the news, but I think that there are a lot of problems like that that loom and lurk. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Lori is in Maryland, and she can give us her point of view, up or down, passing, failing. What do you think, Lori?
Well, I just want to say Clinton left office with a budget surplus. I think Bush ruined the economy by cutting taxes to the wealthiest 2% and getting this into us, the Iraq war, which was unnecessary and wrong. And I'm disappointed in President Obama because he didn't fight for going back to the taxes for the wealthiest 2%, people over, you know, making over a million. And I think the economy, which was destroyed under Bush, if he should have fought harder, because I don't see how we're going to be able to continue with increased deficits and not getting money from people that make over $1 million. If you don't get your economic house in order, it doesn't matter how many great bills you pass.
Pretty astute on your part, Lori. Yep. There are a lot of questions in your call that need to be answered, and that's how to spend and not put us in a hole. It's impossible to do that. So they added $800 billion, that damn Food Safety Enhancement Act in and of itself. Nobody knows how to pay for that, and no one has figured that out. That's one of the reasons the bill hadn't gotten through the previous three times, and there's all of that stuff. They should be ashamed of themselves in reviewing that bill, ashamed of themselves for what that bill is all about and who it benefits. It doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit the small farmer. They'll tell you, oh, yeah, it'll protect you from foodborne illnesses. The FDA has always had the power. They didn't fix the fact that the FDA and the USDA and a couple of other government agencies are responsible. They do the same thing. They cover the same ground, the same turf, and don't do it well. They're fumbling and stumbling and bumbling and falling all over each other, and therefore you have no real protection. The protection comes in your own eyes, knowing where the food comes. You're responsible for that. And you know that the big companies that put peas in cans and then cook them in the can aren't going to give you the best food. That's something that isn't good that came out of this lame duck session. Tim, in Florida, he's interested because, with all the hoopla, because of the focus on unemployment.
Good morning. I'm very upset at the unemployment. I felt we were kind of duped down here in Port St. Lucie. We have a 15.8% going on 16% unemployment. I've been out of work down here for a while. I'm a 99er. I searched for work. I maintained job schedules. I searched for them. I handed them in. They were able to check and look. Could not find work. This Congress passed extension of unemployment and duped all the 99ers thinking they were going to be able to get unemployment, which they did not. We did not get any extra unemployment. They passed some tax exempts for the rich, but they left the unemployed, the people that are 99ers, out of work, and they didn't say anything about it, and they duped us.
Well, it happens to the best of us. Tim, yep. As long as you don't sound like an angry old guy like McCain, you're all set. 51 after on the countdown.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And so it does. I thought perhaps it would be instructive if we spend a minute or two. I made reference to what I refer to as the New World Order of politics. Some of the people who were elected, we seem to be forgetting, and this is one of the reasons, by the way, for not having a lame duck Congress, because the people who were voted out don't represent you anymore. Obviously, they don't represent you because they were voted out of office. By definition, they don't represent you. So why keep them there? This is a secondary. All these people with the euphoria of, oh, my God, look at this great stuff that was done, blah, 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 blah. Well, done in the name of whom and under what cloud do people who really don't have any authority anymore because they were voted out of office, why are they there still? And what about the people who will come in, and how would things have been different had your will been done? For example, Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, 54-year-old, really, actually quite a strong, outspoken campaigner, victorious in her third term, despite a lot of opposition from Minnesota's Democratic machine. She established a Tea Party caucus to coordinate the efforts of grassroots conservatives in Congress. Former Governor Palin credited her with inspiring the death panel riff against Obamacare. Regarding health care reform, she said, quote, "What we have to do today is to make a covenant to slit our wrists, be blood brothers on this thing. This will not pass. We will do whatever it takes to make sure this doesn't pass." So she appeals to the mama grizzlies who account for a pretty strong backing with the right people, wants to roll back Obamacare. How would she have voted in all of this? Another person that's going to change the landscape, Senator-elect Marco Rubio from Florida, formerly Speaker of the House in Florida, got some Tea Party support. And I remember looking at pictures of Governor Charlie Crist embracing Obama in Florida. This guy used that. He is ambitious, has become a gifted politician. How would he have voted in this lame duck session He represents the people of Florida now, but he didn't. He wasn't heard. He didn't show. He didn't have the opportunity because he hasn't been sworn in yet. What about Rand Paul of Kentucky, the son of Ron Paul? He was really powerful when you consider he's in the same state as Mitch McConnell, and he beat McConnell's hand-picked candidate. He has a message, he says, but his message wasn't heard because he wasn't there, because he wasn't part of the new Congress. He was part of the old insiders, Jim DeMint of South Carolina, Tom Graves of Georgia. Well, those guys have been in office, but Mike Lee of Utah, he wasn't there. Senator-elect, Representative-elect Alan West of Florida, he wasn't there. So what about Michelle Bachmann was there. All right, we got her. But the rest of these people weren't there. Why not? 800-510-8255. Phyllis in Texas wants us to know what she's thinking.
I think the president's doing a great job. We have to take in consideration that when he came into his position, that the unemployment was low, everybody was out of jobs, the country was already in a deficit, and we need to give him a chance. We need to work with him. It took, it's going to take more than just 2 years to bring the economy around and get everybody back up to the status they should be at. So we need to work with him, you know, because he's doing the best he can. We do have opposites and people going against him, but we need to remember he's just a man. God is the first most. So we need to work together to get this world, this country back together.
Well, not a bad thought, ma'am. That's a good thought for the end of the year. Rick in Chicago, what do you think?
I think that President Obama did a great job in his lame duck session. I mean, he repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, START Treaty, and so I think that he made a lot of progress, and I really do applaud him for it. I do wish that they would have passed the DREAM Act, but unfortunately that wasn't able to happen, and I really do encourage President Obama to work with the Republicans to pass it come the new session of Congress.
Phil, finish it off.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man. I just want to say that I wish Obama would have really came out and pressured Congress to do a lot of these things before the election in November. I think the Democrats may have, fared a little better because they're really getting a lot of work done in this lame duck session, but I think it may be a little too late at this point, and we've already lost the House. We've already lost the House, so I think it's a little bit too late right now.
Thanks for not ranting. Lots of good calls. Thank you for that.